That's a message you don't want to ever forget. Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. Oh, man, thank God for the love of Jesus who went to the cross that we might be forgiven and might have eternal life. Not even the best one of us, and I don't know which one of us that would be, could earn salvation, but he freely gives it. We welcome you this morning to Barbie's Grove. We pray that you're blessed as you come and worship with us. May the Spirit of God just bless you in a special way. We'll continue to pray for those that are sick and not able to be here. We know they're with us in spirit, and we're with them in spirit and in love. As we sing, if you've not picked up your elements for the Lord's Supper, you can feel free to come down and get them so that we'll be ready when the appropriate time comes near the end of the service. May we pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your love. Oh, we thank you that Jesus did pay it all. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you. Now, Father, we just pray that the Spirit of God might bless in this service, might bless anybody that might be in the parking lot, listening over the radio, that the Holy Spirit would bless those that listen later on the website. Lord, I thank you that there's no time nor distance with you, that the Holy Spirit's anointing can be in many places at many times. And Lord, I thank you that you pour out your love for us in marvelous ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you, Pastor Ed. I appreciate it very much, and welcome to Barbie's Grove, and welcome to Pastor Appreciation Day. And, of course, we've had it for all this month and week. We want to recognize our pastor. We'll talk about that more as we go along, but we'd good to see you all this morning. We're going to do our hymn sing as we normally do every Sunday morning. And our hymn sing this morning is one that called He Keeps Me Singing. And Pastor Ed, I thought about this song when Pastor Ed knows more verses to a song than I think I do. And I mean, as far as hymns go, he knows the verses. He knows how to say them. He knows everything but sing them. And I'm not going to ask you to sing this morning. I won't do that. Not a solo, that is. But he keeps me singing, and definitely I thought about him when this, because it says, he keeps me, there's within my heart a melody Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, for I am with thee. Speak still and love. That is without a doubt. Things he always tells us. Jesus is always with us, and he always cares. And Pastor, we appreciate you so much. So let's all stand and sing, He Keeps Me Singing. one said amen. Welcome someone this morning. Have the paper this morning. I don't have it all memorized. I know that surprised you, but I don't. So anyway, I got some announcements for you this morning I want to share with you. Let's not forget our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study. Let's all be here. If you can, please come and be with us. Today we'll be observing the Lord's Supper. And again, the pastor has already said, if you do not have the elements, you come down anytime you wish and get those prior to the end of service. The Lord's Supper will be observed at the end of service today. Pastor Appreciation Month, as we said, is here, and we're going to honor our pastor today. We try to honor him always. I'll do our very best to do that, but we do thank him for all he does for us, but we want to honor him today. So a love offering will be given today at the end of service. As you depart from that door or that door, there will be someone there. I'm going to ask Mike if you would help, and maybe, Gregory, if you'll help, please. I'd appreciate that, and so we'll do that, okay? The deacon's family and ministry list are available, and we'll put them back to the table there, but they're nice in green color like this. So if you don't have one, get one, and your deacon will be calling you and talking to you, and you will know who your deacon is, so they'll do that, okay? Now, daylight savings time, I put that on there so you'll be sure to fall back, right? I remember that I got that down now, a spring forward and falling back, so I got it. So next Sunday, I believe it is, right? So you'll be sure to do that, and that way you'll be on time for church next Sunday. There's some other thank yous, Jeffrey. I know you've got something you want to share this morning, Jeff K.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So... Amen. If you, what? Okay.
I'm gonna read it.
Sure, go ahead.
Mike and I want to thank you all for what you did so Mike would have a grandkid. It's so nice that he can go out and not worry about falling. Thank you again for taking the time, and we will pray that you all are blessed for all that you do forever. Mike,
thank you so much. And again, I know you don't expect a lot of thank you, but you're going to have it because I thank you for your servant's heart. And I thank you for the children learning what a servant's heart does at a very young age. And God bless you all. Let's give them a hand, please. One other thing that I want to point out about the ramps, these ramps that as you see are donated by our church and through the Baptist men. They're reusable, and there's this ramp here definitely is one that has been repurposed and reused for Vivian and them from the pastor's house. So I just want to let you know these ramps can be portable and be reused, and it's a wonderful thing, a wonderful ministry that can pass along. So you never know when one of us may need one too. So we thank God for that. Okay. All right. Yes, go ahead, brother. I thought he was my friend.
I do need to be with the Baptist men down front. Planning the Boston bus sale. We just need to finalize some dates and times. So if they'll meet me down right after service, I'll appreciate it.
Thank you. I think. No, we always have a wonderful time in the Lord. We have time, serious time, and then we have when people do things stupid like me, people get to laugh and have a big time too. All of it was a wonderful time, and we do thank God. And thank again, thank David and the family, the Talley family, for allowing us and be such good hosts for us as we were there. And we had a wonderful time in the Lord, and we enjoyed the Bible study. We enjoyed the time of fellowship, enjoyed the food, all of that put together. And if you haven't been, you need to make plans the next one to go. And so, Robert, it was fun, wasn't it?
Always is.
Yes, always is. All right. Is there any other announcements that I may have overlooked anywhere? Okay. All right. Let's keep that in mind here. All right. Let's go now to our prayer request. Our prayer request is we need to remember the Mary Dunnigan family. Mary passed away, and some of you may or may not know, but she passed away. We need to remember them. I believe we need to remember Troy First Baptist Church. Let's continue to remember Tony and Ruth. And there was another one mentioned in Sunday school this morning, and I wrote it down on another piece of paper, and I didn't bring it with me. Pastor Jim, can you remember who that was? Eric Smith. Derek, yes, Derek Smith. Thank you.
He's on our prayer list.
And let's remember Lori. She's traveling today. Lori Keplinger. Are there others? Yes.
Oh, here, Cheryl Deese, especially the family off.
Cheryl Deese. Okay.
Leonard, I have a praise report, and then I'm
okay.
Praise report.
Okay, sorry. Sure.
Chase Atkinson, we've had him on our prayer list for a while. He's the young man that went to college and got hit and had a severe head injury.
Mm-hmm.
He is now out of all of his rehabs, and he's home, and he's starting the recovery process.
Okay. Okay.
And then we got some kind of bad news about Will. He is still suffering the effects of the concussion from his accident in August. He's going to need an MRI to see the extent of the damage, and he's going to have to go through two different types of therapies to get him where he needs to be. But we are just thanking God that there's somebody that can help him and help get him where he needs to be. But pretty starbound, if y'all will just continue to pray for him because he's struggling right now.
Let's continue to remember Will, okay? Are there others? But then let's go to the Lord in prayer, please. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank you again, Lord, for this Lord's Day. A time, Lord, when we could come together and assemble ourselves together, Lord, as you have commanded us to do. And we are so thankful, Lord, who all those, as I looked around the room this morning and think about those who have had to prioritize time to be here. I look at those with the families and the young children and all the preparation that has to be made in order to be here and be on time. And Lord, we thank you for that effort. We thank you for all those, Lord, who are here, who care and want to be a part of God's kingdom and want to be a part of his work. And we thank you for that. Then Lord, those are those who are hurting among us, Lord, and those that are need special prayer. And Lord, I want to lift those names to you today. I pray for the Mary Dunnigan family, Lord. While Mary is departed from us now, Lord, and was living away from us, we still know that she was a friend, and we want to lift her up and the family up. We pray for Troy First Baptist Church as they're going through some pains and some tribulations, Lord. We pray for them. We continue to pray for Tony and for Ruth. Lord, we heard a good praise report that he's getting better and doing better, Lord, in his therapy, and we pray for them. We continue to pray for Miss Ruth as she's a caregiver and them as well. We pray for Derek Smith, Lord. We lift him up, Lord, to that to family, Lord, to you this day. We pray for Will, Lord, as he is now going through more tests and possibly therapy, Lord. We pray for Will. We pray for healing of his body. We ask a special prayer for Lori as she's traveling today. We ask, Lord, for traveling mercy for her. And then for the Cheryl Deese family, we pray for them. And Chase Atkins, with a praise, Lord, report that we have been shared this morning, that he is doing much better. We thank you for touching his body. Now, Lord, as we go forward today, Lord, we want to continue to remember our Pastor Ed. And, Lord, it is Pastor Appreciation Day, Lord, but make us always appreciative to what he does through you. And, Lord, we ask that you could continue to bless him. We ask you bless his efforts and reward him, Lord. And then we know, Lord, that there's coming a time when he will receive you into himself. And, Lord, he will be able to be in heaven. And, Lord, be reunited with the loved ones. But now, Lord, we pray a special prayer for him today. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would give him strength. We ask, Lord, that you give him patience. We ask, Lord, you give him courage and rest and peace. And now these blessings, Lord, I humbly bow and give you all the honor and the glory. Amen. This morning, as we think about something special, we do have our children are coming, our young people are coming to sing for us this morning. So Kathy, Miss Kathy, if you will, just bring them right on and we will enjoy what they have to say. Sure.
Or actually just the stand. The microphone and the stand.
Sure. You don't need them.
Yeah.
Oh, I get to sing too.
I know. Y'all come on and stand.
You have time to leave, right? See you.
That they chose to sing, and the last song was one that
Thank you, children. Wes, before we dismiss them, let's not want to do this, and then we'll dismiss. I always enjoy the young people. It's beautiful. Beautiful job. A beautiful job. As this is Pastor Appreciation Day here that we want to honor, I want to talk just a few minutes about Pastor Ed. And you've had this coming, so here you go. No, really, seriously. Pastor Ed, July the 30th, 2017, we needed someone, an interim, to come in on interim, and we needed healing. We needed our time for our church. We needed what a pastor, an interim does, and what an interim does well. Comes in and keeps things going and organizes. Also, healing takes place. And then that's exactly what he did. Pastor Ed, I thank you for being a great interim pastor. But then and we came into July the 30th of 2020. He was called for our full-time pastor. And we realized what a great person he was and what he had to contribute. And we, the pastor search committee said, this is the man. And we all agreed 100% he was the man for that, for sure. And we thank him for that. So he's been with us a little over 6 years now. That's a long time. But it's a time that has been well spent here for us, and a time of growth and a time. But then what happened in the middle of all of this, and I don't have to tell you, COVID hit. And in 2019, 2020, and in 2020, we shut our doors. We never thought I'd live to see the day that we would shut the doors here at this church, but we did. But there's something that didn't shut. God's word, God's message, always went out from this church. Every single Sunday, it went out, even though our doors were shut. Big part of that was this man right here. We would be here, some of us, three or four. That mostly never over four on a Saturday afternoon. And this pastor would get up, and I would sit right there, and because I had the music part of it, and we had others, and then we had the sound with Wes or somebody. That was basically it. But this man would get up, and he would preach his heart out. Is that me? Whatever. Okay, I'm sorry, Wes. If it's me, I'm sorry. It could be my hearing aids. They do everything else wrong. But, what? You want now? It could be feedback there. I don't know. But okay. Okay, as long as it's not messing up your recording, I want to be sure. I didn't know to do it. But anyway, COVID came. COVID came, and we had to shut our doors. And Pastor Ed would stand here and on that Saturday afternoon, and he would preach his heart out, and he would, just like he had the room full of people. Nobody could tell the difference. Now, sometimes he gave me the whole load. And that was all right, because there was times I needed the whole load. That's all right. But what a man did. A lot of people would have come and give it somewhat of an effort, but he gave it 100%, 100% all the way, and did it all the way. So, Pastor Ed, I want to say thank you for being who you are, for being a great pastor to us, a great interim pastor, a great pastor to us. We've seen people come to the Lord. We've seen things happen here. And we're going to see our church. Our church is still reeling and rocking somewhat, and all churches are, from COVID. I will never really realize all the damage that was created by that pandemic. But I'm kind of sick of it, aren't you? Pardon the pun. I'm just sick of all of it. I'm ready to get back and get moving again, aren't you? We are. We are. We definitely are. But I thought maybe before I sit down, some of you may have something you want to say. Maybe there's something on your heart that you'd like to say to Pastor Ed, a word of thanks. If there is, I want to give you a chance to do that just now. So, anyone. Great point. Great point. Thank you, Jeff.
is just like a beacon of light. He knows his stuff. He can direct us in the right way. He's always very gentle with how he gives us advice and teaches us things. And not only do I appreciate his leadership in all the different committees that I'm on, but I also appreciate the Sunday preaching. I never regret being here on a Sunday, ever. So thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Anyone else?
I'd like to say, during time of sickness, I don't think I could have a better pastor. He was so good to Paul.
Yes. Amen. That's one other thing I could have done. I could talk about the visits this man made and how he's always available to us when we're sick. But Sir Jim.
I want to say that, Brother, I appreciate your friendship and I appreciate your prayers. You mean a lot to me.
Anyone else? Yes. Amen. Anyone else?
I just want to say I appreciate Brother Ed's service to the church. He's been a blessing to him. The Lord comes to him. His peace, his preaching, his letters, they all are very uplifting.
Thank you, Kenny.
I'll second that steadfast service. Your lasting love.
Pastor Ed, anytime you need him, you pick up the phone and call. He's there for you. You go to the hospital and you call and say, look, I'm in the hospital. He's there. He's there to pray with you. And I really look forward to the newsletter that he's been put out
Yes. For
a while.
Amen.
Because I look at the email and I save all the newsletters.
Amen. I appreciate the newsletters as well. Wonderful. Anyone else? Pastor Ed, I know that you felt like when we called you here that we were calling Pam first.
Yeah, I knew you were.
I know you felt that. But
that's the way it's been all of my churches.
But I'm so glad that you were part of the package. We love this man. Will you all stand and give him an applause? You do that.
Yeah, I always told Pam they called her, and I just had was a part of the package, and so she. All right, children, you are dismissed.
Yeah, thank you, Pam.
Thank you. I do feel loved and appreciated and welcomed in this particular church. Pam collected precious moments. Y'all familiar with precious moments? And she's got a cabinet full of them. But my favorite, for some reason, you got a preacher standing behind a pulpit that looks just like this. And there's tomato and egg and banana peeling and everything they've been throwing at him. And I think he's got a egg in his hair and everything. And I think, and about the time she got that, that's just about the way I felt at that particular church. But I don't feel that way at all And you know, seeing the ramp, now see, that's the same ramp that was at the house. And we appreciated it because it was a blessing to us, especially to Pamela. Now it's being used at Mike and Vivian's, and maybe later it'll be somewhere else. That's the way the church is blessing not just one family, but several families. And we appreciate it, and I'm sure they, as Jeff wrote, read the thank you note, Mike and Vivian appreciate it. Let's go back to the book of Ephesians for just a few moments. Now, we've been looking at the book of Ephesians. Salvation is a free gift of God. You can't do enough good works to earn it. No way. As the first song that Brenda played, Jesus did pay it all. So we can't somehow or another do enough good works to get saved. But Paul also tells us in Ephesians that after we get saved, the very life of God is planted within us. And as a result of that life of God in us, good works flow. Good works come out of that. And so we spent the last several weeks looking at what those good works might look like. Paul says things like you don't lie and you don't steal and you don't mistreat people. You're good to folks that irritate you. You grow and mature as believers so that you're not easily led astray by false teaching, by false doctrine. And you're doing the ministry that the Lord gave you to do. So this morning, I want us to take just a few moments and look at the first two verses of chapter 5 of Ephesians. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. King James says, be followers of God as dear children. Other translations have, be imitators of God. Be imitators of God as children. Now, isn't it interesting? Children so much like to be like daddy or mama. If you just notice, sometimes if you see a dad walk up the aisle and a kid behind him, and he's got that same gait, same swagger or whatever that dad has. Now you remember a couple of weeks ago I wrote about, you know, I tried to imitate my daddy in coon hunting, but it just didn't work out. I couldn't imitate that. But we like to imitate our parents. And he says, as we like to imitate our parents, imitate God. Imitate the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Jesus said, he that's seen me has seen the Father. So when we see Jesus, we know that we have know what the Heavenly Father looks like. So that gives us some idea of what to imitate. So we want to look at some things about Jesus. Go first to Luke 4. Let's see what Jesus said he came to do. If we're going to imitate Jesus, here's what he told us to do. Luke 4. Verse 16 says he came to Nazareth where he grew up. And he, as usual, his custom, he went to the synagogue. Or Jesus was a churchgoer. It wasn't a hit or miss thing with Jesus. He went regularly. And they gave him the book of Isaiah to read. He opened it. And then verse 18, he says this. He's reading from Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Closed the book, gave it to the minister, sat down, and in the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to say unto them,
This day is that scripture fulfilled in your ears. So Jesus said, I've come. What did he say? Preach the gospel to the poor, heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Well, did Jesus do that? Look at Luke 4, verse 40. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on them, every one of them, and healed them. Devils also came out of many, crying and saying, Thou art Christ, the Son of the God. And he rebuked them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was Christ. Luke 7, verse 20 and 23. When the men were come unto him, they said, John the Baptist has sent us unto thee, saying, Art thou he that should come, or should we look for another? And in that same hour, he, talking about Jesus, cured many of their infirmities, plagues of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. Then Jesus answering said unto them, Go your way, and tell John what things you have seen and heard. How that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. All right, go over to Acts chapter 10 and verse 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, Of a truth, well, let me just skip on down to verse 37. That word I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now notice all of the things it said Jesus did. It said he ministered to people. He ministered to their hurts. He ministered to their physical hurts. He ministered to their mental and emotional hurts. He ministered to their encounters with the devil. He ministered to their spiritual need. He preached the gospel to them. He shared the way to heaven. He shared the way to have a relationship with God. Everything that Jesus did was to minister to other people. Now, if we're going to be imitators of Jesus, we don't have to be ordained and be in the pulpit. You say, oh, he preached. Yeah, but you can preach. We joke sometimes about, man, my wife really preached to me about, yeah. Well, any of us can preach. Any of us can share. Any of us can share what God has done for us. And it's not just a message that we put together. It's amazing how, if we'll be sensitive to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, how many times the Lord will bring across your path somebody that needs your testimony. Somebody that needs the insight that the Lord gave you in your morning devotion. Somebody that needs the learning that you just received out of the Christian book that you read last month or last week. It's been interesting over the years to because I'm a reader, and to read a certain, you know, book that's been recommended or that I saw that I like the title, and I read it, and then it seemed like to me 2 days later I'll run across somebody that needs to know exactly what I just read. It's just amazing
if we will be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, and if we're going to be imitators, if one of our good works is to be imitators of Christ, it's to minister to others. There's all kind of hurting people around us. There are people that are lonely. There are people that are mentally and emotionally troubled. There's this lady that in another county that I sort of joke that I have to talk her off the ledge about once every 6 weeks. She does well, and then all of a sudden something will happen. And, you know, she lives alone. She's not quite as old as I am, but she's not a spring chicken anymore. But she just gets all worked up about something, and she just needs to be talked to. She just needs to be ministered to, prayed with. And I know her, and she knows me, so she knows who to call. But there are people that don't know me that know you. Be sensitive to the Lord leading you to minister to others. Sometimes it's with a little money. Sometimes it's with love. It's with a hug. There are people all around us that need what you have imparted in you, what God has deposited in your life, and they need it. I've shared this before, but when I was at Siler City, there's a lady that found out that her husband had been cheating on her, and she was ready to take her life. And that's in the days before you locked the church up. And one of her friends from the church got her, and they went down to church, got on their knees, and they prayed together. The marriage was saved. The lady's life was saved. And she lived till, just a few years ago, and finally died of cancer as an older woman. You know, one friend ministering to another friend brought healing. And if we are to be imitators of Christ, your specific talents, abilities, experiences, and spiritual gifts are to be used. And notice what else it says about Jesus there in Ephesians 4. It says, walk in love. Walk in love. What's the little chorus that the kids sing? They'll know we're Christians by our love. Yes, they'll know we're Christians by our love. And we can, we can show the Word of God in a hateful manner or in a loving manner. We need to always stand for what's right and what's biblical, what's the Word of God. But we can try to cram it down somebody's throat, or we can minister it to them in love. And love is an action. Real love is an action. You remember in 1 Corinthians 13, he said, we can speak with tongues of men and angels, but if we don't have love, we're messing up. We can know how to prophesy, and we can understand mysteries, but if we don't have love, there's something missing in our life. He says we can give all the gifts to the poor, and we can become martyrs and give our bodies to be put to death. But if we don't have love, we mess up. And then he says, love suffers long. How many of us play baseball with other people? Three strikes and they're out. I'll forgive you once. I'll forgive you twice. You offend me the third time and that's it. And remember old Peter said, Lord, if I forgive my brother seven times, isn't that pretty good? And Jesus said, no, that's not quite enough. Seven times 70. In other words, just keep right on forgiving. Now, he didn't say this was easy. He did not say this was easy. But love deals with others with kindness. Love deals with others even when they don't love us in return. Turning the other cheek is not always easy. But holding grudges, holding unforgiveness, can destroy us. And there are people whose lives are, unfortunately, they're good Christians, but they just can't forgive. And because they just can't forgive, there's anxiety and stress and all kinds of emotions going on. You've heard it described this way. Unforgiveness is like drinking poison and hoping it's going to kill the other person. No, a lot of times the people that we won't forgive don't even know that they've offended us. And some of them that don't care that they've offended us. And some of them are glad that they have offended us. But at the same time, we can be the bigger individual by letting the love of Christ flow through us. He hung on that cross and said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Stephen, with the stones raining down on his head and body, Father, lay not this sin to their charge. That's forgiveness. That's forgiveness. And he says, love isn't proud. Love doesn't behave unseemly. Love seeks not her own. Genuine love puts others first. I was reading something this week that reminded me. People say to have a good marriage, you've got to have 50-50. No, to have a good marriage, you have to have 100-100. A good marriage comes when a husband is willing to commit himself totally to his wife. And his every thought is, how can I bless my wife? And her total thought is, how can I bless my husband? Those that go into marriage with, let's see what he can do for me. Let's see what she can do for me. Let's see what I can get out of it. Those marriages either are miserable or they don't last long. But when a husband and wife go into it with the idea that I want to shower my utmost commitment and love to him or to her, those marriages usually endure. We seek not our own. And that comes also to our walk with Christ and with our brothers and sisters. Some folks choose a church, but what can I get out of it? And if the church isn't meeting my needs, I'm going somewhere else. Now, if the church isn't meeting your needs because their doctrine is messed up, you need to go somewhere else. Or there's immorality in the leadership, you need to go somewhere else. But a lot better attitude is, where can I go to church where I can be a blessing both to my Lord and to the people? Where I can have an opportunity to just shower my love and my gifts on the people of that church. Love makes the difference. And it says Jesus walked in that love. And then he says, Jesus gave himself as an offering, a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. In other words, what we're just about to celebrate, the Lord's Supper. Jesus gave his life. He gave his life, and God honored that sacrifice. I'm not much into perfumes and scents. And a group I was with the other day, somebody handed out scented candles to everybody that was there. Well, I brought mine home and I didn't even smell of it. I'm not really into that. But, he says, the sacrifice of Jesus was a sweet-smelling savor to the Father in heaven. In other words, God honored Jesus for dying for us. So if we're going to love the Lord, if we're going to be imitators of the Lord, we are willing for our lives, living or dying, to be a sacrifice that honors him. I hope you really thought about the newsletter I wrote a couple of weeks ago when they told old Polycarp, you just denounce Jesus and you can go free. 86 years old. And he says, 80 in 6 years have I served my Lord. He's never done me wrong. How can I deny my Christ who saved me? And you see, he was sold out to Jesus. May we be so sold out to Jesus that if it required our life, we'd just be simply imitating what he did. He gave his life for us. May we be willing to give our lives totally to him. As we come now to celebrate the Lord's Supper, is there anyone that didn't get any of the elements? I think everybody in the back. So if you'll pull it off, the top tab, there's a little wafer there. Jesus told his disciples this was his body. It's going to be broken for them. I can't imagine the crown of thorns, the nails in the hands and feet. I can't imagine the agony of the cross. But God the Father was pleased with the sacrifice of God the Son. Jesus said, take and eat. This is my body broken for you. The Bible says that apart from the shedding of blood, King James says there's no remission, there's no forgiveness for sin. No putting away sin. The blood of countless animals was sacrificed. And even now there's a group in Israel that's planning for sacrifices after a third temple is built on that mount there in Jerusalem where the first two temples were built. The Bible tells us that Jesus offered one sacrifice for sin forever and sat down at the right hand of God. And so This blood is a symbol of his sacrifice for us. They said, this is my blood shed for you. Drink ye all of it. Leonard, would you lead us in prayer?